when you can prove through your own life and experience that personal ambition and hard work are not necessary to greater things, but are actual hindrances, and that greater things come of themselves to those who will permit themselves to be themselves, you have caused a great light to spring up, and few there are who will not see it. Those who take everything literally may wonder how anything can be accomplished without work, but they must bear in mind that there is work and work. The work that is done by those who are down in the world's way is hard, wearing, and tearing. It is destructive to human life and builds up one thing by tearing down another, and in the end it brings no lasting good, neither to the individual nor to the race. But the work that is done by those who have found the better way is neither hard nor wearisome. It is not done through strenuous living nor external striving, but is done by the power of the great within coming forth into expression in personal life. In this mode of work, you first give your inner power right of way, then you direct it consciously and intelligently. You do not depend upon personal power and difficult personal efforts. You place yourself in the hands of higher power, and as you receive higher power, you cause it to do that which you wish to have done. You have all felt power working through you, and at such times work was pleasure. You gave the commands, of course, and you knew it was your own power, your own higher power, but no hard personal effort was required. You simply opened the way somehow, then decided firmly but gently what you wished to have done, and you could feel a mighty power coming forth, seemingly from an inexhaustible source, taking full possession of thought and muscle, and doing the very thing you desired to have done. After the work was finished, you discovered it was superior work, and although you had engaged in the task for many hours, you actually felt stronger than when you began. The reason why is simple. You did not depend upon personal limitations and strenuous efforts, and you did not try to make those limitations do a great deal more than they had the capacity to do. You opened your life to all the power of your life, and you thus received enough power to do what you wished to have done, and more. And so long as you have power to spare, you can be neither weak nor tired. When the system is thoroughly full of energy, work is a pleasure. And so long as that fullness continues, weariness is impossible, and there is enough power in real life to cause your system to be full of energy and more at all times, no matter how much you may do or how great your task may be. When we consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, we find that they naturally permit the life that is within them to unfold. They do not try to grow. They have, as everything has, the power of growth within them, and they grow because they do not hinder that interior power and growth from having their way. Likewise, when we know that divinity reigns within us, we do not have to work hard nor many years to reach that state. We will grow and develop, both mentally and spiritually, when we permit the divinity within to unfold. Everything seeks self-expression. Nothing in nature, visible or invisible, will have to be forced into expression, because at the very heart of all things there is the deep, strong desire to come forth and be. Therefore, if we wish to ascend in the scale of life, we must cease those confused and destructive states of mind that hinder expression, and become as the lilies of the field. Give the life within permission to really live in us. The life within will live our life and give us a beautiful life. The power within will do our work, and do that work extremely well. The divinity within will make us godlike in all things, and never cease to give us the things of the Spirit so long as we permit those things to come forth and abide in personal existence. What we are required to do that such things may come to pass is to live, think, and act in the likeness of the Infinite. God is, and He permits Himself to be what He is. Man must do likewise, and all shall be well with him. Those who do not understand may think that the individuality of man might diminish if he were to give himself up to the life and the power within, but such a conclusion will disappear when we realize that the power from within is our own. We are simply causing ourselves to become more and more of what we already are in reality. By giving free expression to our own higher interior powers, we naturally become more powerful, and by giving free expression to our own inherent divinity, we naturally become more godlike and more spiritual on every plane of being. The lilies of the field do not become inferior lilies by permitting the spirit of the beautiful to unfold from within their gentle lives. It is by this method that they become what they are, and they become so much that the glory of artificial man can never compare with theirs. It is the same with the human soul. The soul becomes great and beautiful by permitting its own greatness and loveliness to come forth unhindered and undisturbed. Thousands of people are at present trying to develop higher powers. Many of these actually try to work hard in their efforts to gain the various gifts of mind and soul, and because they do not succeed to any great extent, they frequently become discouraged and give up, wondering whether or not the real truth has been found. Others, being ambitious to become great in the world, try to employ spiritual laws in the furthering of their personal aims, but they find the reactions so disagreeable that the prize is not worth the labor. To fly to the top at once is the ruling passion among many, and when they fail with whatever methods they may employ, they conclude that what passes for truth is nothing but man-made doctrines. The fact is, however, that the truth always appears to be the untruth when misdirected. To apply the principles of real truth in the furthering of any lofty aim we may have in mind, the first essential is to establish life in perfect touch with eternal life. The second essential is to positively determine what we expect to attain and become in actual personal living. And the third essential is to proceed in the attainment of health, happiness, and harmony. Without health, nothing of permanent value can be accomplished. Without happiness, our talents will be as the flowers without sunshine, and without harmony, most of the power we might receive would be thrown away. To obtain health, happiness, and harmony, we need simply let life live. Real life already has these things, and when we let life live in us, those things will be expressed through us. The next essential is to resolve that we will be fully contented simply to live. To shine in the world, to acquire fame, or to do something wonderful that mankind may long remember us, that we will not think of. Many a person has worked hard for fame and died early in obscurity. Fame in itself, however, is of no value. When you are neither happy nor well, fame cannot make your life worthwhile. If you are miserable, it will profit nothing if everybody may know your name. It is not the praise of man that we should seek, but the life of the infinite. The praise of the world can give us nothing, but life from within can give us everything that the heart can wish for. True fame comes to him who deserves it without his trying to get it, but those only can deserve the honor of the race who have always been their best, who have not neglected a single opportunity to be of service, and who have lived constantly for the one purpose of being an inspiration to every soul. We may look at this phase of the subject as we may, we can come to only one conclusion. He alone is great and deserving of honor who so lives that he always is all that God made him to be. And it is such a life that is lived by the lilies of the field. When man will be as true to his large world as the lilies are to their small world, mankind will become a race of gods indeed, and the utopian dreams of the prophets will come true. This, however, the ordinary thinker may declare to be impossible, but nothing is impossible. If a flower can be true to itself in its world, man can be true to himself in his world. Those who are accustomed to the worldly methods of thinking and working may feel that it is hardly possible to apply these new ideas while associated with worldly minds, but we must remember that it is not where we work or at what we work, but how we work that determines what results are to be. To work so that you permit the boundless power within to work through you is the secret. And this will not only cause your work to be pleasant, but will also cause you to do better and better work every day. It is therefore the royal path to pleasantness today and greater things tomorrow. In the old way, you are compelled to almost wear yourself out today in order that you might provide for tomorrow. But not so in the new. While you are providing for tomorrow, you are not only enjoying life today, but you are, through the expression of greater and greater power from within, making yourself larger, stronger, and greater today. In the development of talents, you employ the same principle. You do not strive for greatness. You know that you are potentially great already, and by permitting this greatness to become alive in you, you will accomplish great things. When you apply this principle in everything that you do, you will find your advancement to be steady and even rapid. You will move forward in all things, making the ideal real as you ascend in the scale. The very moment you find a new ideal, you find that power within you that can make that ideal real. Thus, your advancement becomes continuous, your progress eternal. To live the life beautiful, we simply let life live. We know that life itself is beautiful, and when we permit that life that is beautiful to live in us, we will live consciously and personally the most beautiful life that we can picture in the ideal without making any personal effort to do so. When we begin to live, think, and act according to these principles, we feel that we are carried on and on by some mysterious presence that seems to be doing everything for us while giving us the pleasure and the glory. We soon learn, however, that this presence is our self, our own larger, superior self, created in the image of God. Therefore, able to do everything that we may wish to have done, and it is a joy indeed to feel everything moving so smoothly and gently, so harmoniously and pleasantly, and at the same time producing such great results. To engage in some extraordinary work becomes one of our greatest pleasures, because nothing is hard or difficult any more. Obstacles disappear the very moment we enter their presence, and we realize inwardly that whatever we undertake to do will be accomplished. We no longer tremble when in the midst of events that require exceptional wisdom and power. We know that wisdom is ready to speak whatever may be necessary now, and that power is at hand to do whatever may be necessary to be done now. We are in touch with the greatness of the great within, and may draw upon that great, inexhaustible source whatever we may need at any time. Fear takes flight, while faith becomes stronger, higher, and more perfect. Sorrow and despair are no more, because all things are working for the best. Even in the presence of death and loss, we see more life and greater gain. We know that what passes away merely ascends, that it may live more and be itself in a larger, higher measure than it ever was before. We know that whatever comes will bring the new and the more beautiful. It could not be otherwise, because having chosen to be all that we are, the all can never cease to come, and the more the all continues to come, the more the all will continue to bring. We have laid aside the illusions of the world and adopted the ways of truth. We have beheld the beauties of nature and have opened our minds to the visions of the soul. These have given us the secret, and like the lilies of the field, we have learned to be still and live.